Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Lilydale Radio, featuring topics about spiritualism, mediumship, healing, spirituality, and the Lilydale Assembly, the world's largest center for the religion, philosophy, and science of spiritualism. This is Lilydale Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Wednesdays with Willa. I am your host, Willa White, and you're listening to Lilydale Radio. I'm a registered medium here in Lilydale, and I do this weekly show. I usually have a special guest on, and we talk about different spiritual topics related to spiritualism, mediumship, healing, faith, and family. And if you're wanting to take part in the show today, you can call in. The number is 818-739-8818. Again, 818-739-8818. And most of you are probably tuning in on my Facebook page, which is Willa White Medium. You can also listen only audio to the blogtalkradio.com/Lilydale Radio site. And there are four Lilydale Radio shows that you can tune into over the course of a week. We have other registered mediums that are doing shows as well. So I just want to make sure you know that that's all going on hiatus for the summer season. The Lilydale summer season will begin that last Friday of June, and then it'll run till the Sunday before Labor Day. And so once season starts, all of us registered mediums are going to be at various events and, of course, with clients, and it's a very full, busy schedule. So just letting everybody know, we'll be going on hiatus at the end of June. So I do have as my guest today my father, Bill White. Thanks for being on the show today, Dad.
Thank you. You're welcome, and I'm glad to be here.
I've had my father as a guest on my show before, and you're welcome to look at the archive videos. He knows a lot about spiritual topics, spiritual natural law. We talked about the law of resonance, which is what helps the law of attraction work, and also Jeremiah Carter, one of the founding members of the Lilydale Assembly, way back in the beginnings of it. So if anybody's curious about those Lilydale history things, take a look at the archive videos. My father is an amazing resource, as is my mother. I am very grateful to have grown up in what I call a spiritual garden, where we were able to talk about our spiritual experiences and our dreams and really share those things as a family. And I want to share that with all of you. My Wednesdays with Willa radio show tends to be a spiritual conversation that I have with my guest in front of all of you. And you can take part on Facebook with your comments. But today our topic is experiencing the miraculous. And I think it's a great topic.
Mm-hmm. I believe in miracles.
That's right. And my father has had miracles happen and occur in his life in very strong ways. And I thought it'd be great for all of you to hear some of those stories. And as I said, you're welcome to call in and take part and share a story about one of your miracles that's happened with you. The call-in number is 818-739-8818. So let's talk about miracles.
Let's do it.
The definition of a miracle is an event that occurs that cannot be explained scientifically or through natural law, and that it's because of the divine intervention in our life or divine direction, however you want to perceive that.
Yes.
And what are your thoughts about miracles?
Well, my thoughts are that, first of all, they exist. One does not know that they exist until you have the experience of them. Of course, there are reports.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we have the Bible, we have the ancient Greek literature, where the Greeks experienced the miraculous all the time.
Yes.
The great heroes and characters of Homer's work, the Iliad and the Odyssey, is replete with, over and over, with many, many miracles. And for the Greeks, the divine was close. The dimensions of the miraculous or the other dimensions. So I would expand the idea of miracle to just simply say other dimensions of experience really are what put us in touch with the miraculous. It's other planes of experience.
Yes, and you know, as spiritualists, we believe in communication with other planes of existence. We experience communication with other planes of existence.
Yes.
And mediumship and spiritual healings are expressions of God's love.
God's love. In the presence. So I've been thinking a lot about the miracles in my own life and the miracles that I've, you know, read about or heard about from others. I know that in family stories, your mother, Bonnie, her
yeah.
dad was a very much a miraculous person.
Yeah, Grandpa, wow.
Had many things. I'll give you just one example.
Yeah.
You know, because...
there are too many to
count.
Here
it seems, you know, you could always chalk it up to coincidence, but it seems so far-fetched. He had built a boat, and he had sailed the boat out onto the Gulf of Mexico. And he encountered huge storms. The boat capsized three times, but it was a self-righting boat. He had built it that way. And the wind blew him ashore and onto a bank at the city of Sarasota. And right in front of him was a pay booth. This was some years ago, and we still had pay phones. He called his wife back in Tennessee, and she said, "Well, you know, you have a nephew who's down there in Florida somewhere. Maybe you can call him." And she dug up the number. He called him. Bob Bach, the father-in-law, called the nephew. The nephew was in Sarasota. He was a contractor building a $14 million home right there where Bob's boat ran ashore. And he said, "I'll be right down." And, of course, he did. And they had to pull the boat off a big sandbar where it had come to rest through the storm. But it was just, you know, the coastline of Florida is many hundreds and hundreds of miles. And he didn't even know that his nephew was there in Florida at that time building these multi-million dollar homes. And there it was. And so he was able to help Bob and through all the, you know, the Coast Guard things and so on, getting the boat rescued and out and up again and on his way. But that was a kind of a coincidence. But the whole incident
synchronicity.
Was yes, it was there was a synchronicity. But mostly miracles that I've been interested in or have... when I was thinking about it, particularly for this visit with you,
mm-hmm.
were ones that not just coincidence, but that seemed to suspend the ordinary laws of physics or the ordinary laws that we are familiar with and that we go by in this physical plane.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And, you know, I do feel some people have a divided thought about, do you need to believe in miracles for them to happen, or not? And there are some fields of thought that if you don't believe in miracles, they're not going to happen. What are your thoughts? Maybe post in Facebook or call in today and let us know what your thoughts are. Do you think that's necessary for a person to believe in a miracle for it to happen? And I put that question to all of you and see what you come back with.
Well, there's the old expression, chance favors the prepared mind.
Ah.
So, yes, if you are open to miracles, you're more likely to notice them.
This is true.
Because there's so much in life we don't notice.
Right, there is.
We don't notice, so we're trying to reconnect.
Yeah. It looks like there's a reconnect thing. There's something going on with the wireless. So I don't know if any of you can see us. but we'll see what we can do about that. We may have to jump off and jump on again.
Good morning.
Let me see what we can do about this, folks. So hope you're being patient with us while we get this figured out.
Technical difficulties.
We're having some technical difficulties. So we'll see what I can do to make this a little better. I have to jump back on Facebook. For those of you who are listening on Lily Dale Radio, I'm trying to jump back on Facebook. Something happened with the wireless connection while we're trying to get this going here.
Yeah, it's strange.
We'll jump back on and see what we can do. Technical difficulties do happen, and this is certainly not the first time it's happened with Wednesdays with Willa, but we'll just go and do what we can to get back on. All right, here we go, going live again.
Okay, I can see pictures now.
Yeah.
It's a lower network.
Hi, everyone. Sorry, I guess that we got bumped off because the Wi-Fi has been poor. So not quite sure about that, but occasionally we do experience technical difficulties. So be patient with us. We roll with it. So this is part two. Get the little clapboard thing out. This is part two of Experiencing the Miraculous. And my guest today on Wednesdays with Willa is my father, Bill White. And he has personally experienced miracles. And we've already shared a little bit about miracles and the divine acting in the life. But we're going to share more. And if anybody wants to call in today, the number to do so is 818-739-8818. So we appreciate everybody sticking with us while the Wi-Fi brings you back on board again. We appreciate everybody who's viewing today. And if any of you have miracles you want to share about, please do so. And I did ask a question earlier. Do you feel that it's necessary to believe in miracles, in the occurrence of miracles, for them to happen in your life? So be aware of how those can take place. Okay, so back to the miracles.
Right. So we were distinguishing between just, happenstance or synchronicity as a kind of miracle.
Yes.
And then we were saying, well, some other kinds of miracles are where the laws of physics and earth plane laws seem to be suspended and the other dimensions come crashing in.
You
become so aware of them that there's just no ignoring them.
Right,
So you have that go on. Do you want? How do you want to proceed with this?
Talk about. Some people on Facebook are responding. I feel that miracles happen to everyone, non-believers to believers. Spirit doesn't discriminate. I don't think it's necessary for people to believe in miracles for them to happen. When they do happen to people, that often makes them believers. I agree. But I in getting ready for today's show, I went on and I looked up quotes about miracles. And there are all these quotes that in order to have miracles happen, you have to believe.
Yeah.
And I thought, well, I've got to ask everybody else what they think, because I can't believe there's so many quotes about that being necessary, that somehow belief is the necessary factor for a miracle to happen, because that's never been my thought process about miracles.
Right.
You know, in our discussions and family and with everyone else. So I'm glad to know that the viewers also are of that mindset, that it can happen to believers and non-believers alike.
And so when things happen like that to non-believers, often they're so mindset against the idea that something like that could happen that even when it does happen, and they just dismiss it. They don't want to think about it, and they don't want to even tell anybody about it.
Yeah.
And sometimes when they are led to tell anybody about it, they just don't know how to explain it, so they prefer to shove it to the back of their consciousness,
which is perhaps
just the wrong thing to do, you know, if you really want to explore miracles. But
right.
Who knows, you know.
Well, it's interesting.
Everybody has his own path.
People who have had near-death experiences, for example, some of them have really changed their life.
Or
when someone else
Absolutely.
In their
yes,
life has passed, they have turned their lives around in that way. But then I've connected with people who have had near-death experiences happen over and over and over again, and they do nothing.
Right.
They don't feel that that's miraculous. They just put it down to sheer dumb luck. I think a lack of understanding on their part to embrace that in a gratitude way. And so, you know, I'm seeing a question of here is who produces the miracle? Well, I am of a firm understanding and belief that the divine, but also humans can help produce miracles.
Well,
the actions
and that. If you don't know the other way to say it, you just say unseen forces.
That's right.
I'll tell you that one incident that was so dramatic in my own life, and I've had many, many close calls.
Yes.
Really close calls.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, where a split second. And I would not be sitting here. I would be already in the heaven world. But many, many of them. I was counting them up last night, and I was just terrible.
You ran out of fingers.
Ran out of fingers and toes. I'm miracle sitting right here, right now.
Yeah.
But several years ago, back in the 80s, the early 80s, I was putting a new roof on a barn, and I had some Amishmen helping me on top of the roof, and I was loading these steel sections of roofing, you know, they're 10 and 12 foot sections of roofing onto a loader, a front end loader of this David Brown tractor that I had, and then I stacked them up, and then I moved the loader up to the lower part of the roof. Well, as I moved loader up, I failed to tilt the loader forward so that the panels would remain level. As a result, and I moved the loader up, they came like this. And so now, suddenly, all of those panels gave way. The loader is at its height, way up here, and all of the panels come heading in my direction. There was an unseen force that caused those panels to separate either side of me. Panels to the left of me, panels to the right of me, no panels directly at me, even though the muffler, which is an up and down vertical muffler on the tractor, was sheared off entirely. Those panels moved to the right, they moved to the left, and there must have been 20 of them. And not a hair on my body was disturbed, no cuts, no bruises, no anything. This unseen force held those panels from reaching me, and they went here, and they went there, and I couldn't believe it, because that was an unseen force. Just like the kind of force, you know, that parted the Red Seas for Moses, it was almost legendary in its quality.
Yeah.
And so startling. This could not be explained by any laws of physics. By all rights, I would have been guillotined.
Yeah.
Completely. Mutilated. And killed at the same time. But no, it was not to be. This was a miracle. On the way back to the, on the way in my pickup truck to replace some of the damaged panels, I picked them up. I just started to shake. And, you know, my body was recording the immense trauma of what I just experienced, but I started shaking on my way to Cherry Creek to get some new panels to replace the damaged ones, because many of them had been damaged as they fell to the right and to the left. So this was an unseen force. So what to call it? I don't know. You can call it. People don't understand God, and God really, the Hindus say, he is that which about which nothing may be said. It's ineffable. The divine is truly ineffable, and yet we must say something. We call it the force, divine intelligence, the prime mover. I have no problem with God. I love the word.
Yes.
So
I love the word God.
<You know? laughs> Come on, you know. So, but if you want to call it God, do so. If you want to call it divine intelligence, do so. But you know what it is. It's the unseen force. And when you experience this kind of miracle, you know it cares for you.
Yeah.
Something is there caring for you.
Mm-hmm.
And that is miraculous in itself.
Absolutely.
Okay, so.
And some people have felt angels with them when they've been through accidents.
Yes.
I myself have had connections with angels through life-threatening situations. And I know that they've been with me, miraculously cushioning me from circumstances and speaking to me and keeping me calm and working with me in those ways, and lots of other things as well. And so I think it's a wonderful example of the miraculous, and it's something that when you have experienced a miracle, and you understand it as the divine force working in your life, you start to live with that intention in other arenas of your life.
Everything changes. Yes, it was probably an angel. If I had the eyes to see, I would have seen the angel, but I just know it was an unseen force for me at that time. But,
yes.
You know, perception changes. You know, as Blake said, the eye altering alters all.
Yes.
And if you do have the sight, you see new things. This is the wonder and glory of the medium.
Yes, yes.
You see things.
We do see things.
And you share them with us. We love it.
That's true. If anyone would like to call in to share a miracle on Wednesdays with Willa with the listeners today, you can call in 818-739-8818. Again, 818-739-8818. And share that which is a glorious miracle in your own life that you've experienced personally and want to express some further gratitude about, right?
Yeah, well, do call.
Yes, do call in.
You got something to share.
You got something to share. What other things did you want to share about miracles?
Well, there are other kinds of miracles where the other world comes crashing in, you
mm-hmm.
know. As I mentioned, the Greeks, the Odysseus, he went on his journey to the other world on his way back home, or
mm-hmm.
the return. We're all returning, you know, to the heaven world from which we came. But he visits the other world on his way back, and as to gain insights, to give some sense of direction for where he's heading. You need to consult now and then someone who or something or some forces that know about these other dimensions, and he went into the other world. But sometimes the other world comes crashing in some ways that and you experience it without even intending to do so.
Mm-hmm.
So I was in Tennessee, and I was visiting Bonnie's brothers, my wife's brothers, right, who are my brother-in-law. And he has a place in a holler up in Tennessee, and it's a long road in, and there's stuff, barns and sheds on either side of this road.
Yeah.
And I'm taking a walk down the road, as I did. And on my way back up the road to the house, I see their little dachshund come padding down the road, and the doctor's name was Heidi. And I said, oh, it's Heidi. Oh. And the dog just came padding along and passed me and went right on down the road. And I said, oh. Because I thought it was so good to see Heidi, because we had just arrived the day before, and I had not seen her around. So when they came back from the grocery store, I said to Stephen, the brother-in-law, I said, I was so glad to see Heidi. And he said, you saw Heidi? Well, yes, yes. She came right down the driveway. And he said, Heidi was run over a month ago. She's dead. Who did I see? It was the dog. The dog was made flesh. There's no question in my mind that that was Heidi, and it was a dog just as real as anything I've ever seen.
Yeah.
Now, I didn't stop to pet the dog, which I don't pet other people's dogs usually. Boom! That's the other world come crashing in.
Yes, yes.
So, you know, the experiences like this, well, there's no reason to shake them. You welcome them because, you know, this is a pathway to get other experiences.
This is true.
And it prepares you for the other world that you are going to pass into as you leave this one.
Yes.
Absolutely so.
The dimensional differences of all of those things.
It's all experience to help you on the path.
True. True. And, you know, I was looking about the miracles. And, you know, so in the Bible, miracles are a big deal, right? And
yeah,
I said to myself, I wonder how many miracles they tracked on Jesus' part. Because Jesus, as spiritualists, we, you know, really view Jesus as a master teacher and, you know, wow and everything. And 37 miracles of Jesus, you know, from that turning the water
wow.
into wine.
Yeah.
Their healings. There are a bunch of healings. Healing. I've just calms the storm on the sea. People probably know that story.
Oh yes.
More healings. Oh, feeds 5,000 plus women and children.
Yeah.
Oh, and then there's the Jesus walking on water. Oh yeah. They feeds 4,000 plus women and children. Heal.
If you're living in that time and you see somebody walking around for 3 years doing that kind of thing, it gets your attention.
Yes, yes. And then there's a second miraculous catch of fish, you know, and then there's, of course, him coming to the apostles and visiting them and saying, see, it's me, it's really me.
You know, oh, yeah, that's right.
They don't even list that as a miracle. I wonder why.
Right, the transfigured body is the return.
They stopped
the
at 37. Yeah. Rose from the dead is not on there as a miracle.
Well.
I think they stopped too early. There are definitely more than 37 in my, if I were to count this up.
Yeah.
I would say. So you have these miracles. And then I started thinking, well, you know, especially the Catholic Church, they have a whole series on how a person can be considered a saint and get canonized and everything. And there are five steps to sainthood.
Ooh.
And usually, you know, they have to have some witnesses or writings that they may have had, and people have to decide whether they're worthy of the sainthood label and to be a candidate for things. And but the fourth and the fifth have to do with miracles. And the fourth, to be recognized as someone in heaven, requires that a miracle has taken place through the intercession of that person. So usually it's the instantaneous healing that the saint does for another person, and they have to be verified as scientifically unexplainable by a group of independent doctors.
Oh, yes, sure.
And a panel of theologians.
Sticking the
and
fingers
of course,
in the wound.
Yes, sticking things. A person has to be declared blessed by, there are all these things. And then, number fifth is a second miracle. So you've got to have at least two miracles that you've done for somebody else, or in this five-step process.
Yeah.
I don't know if anybody knew that. I thought it was kind of neat that miracles
nice.
were a requirement.
For sainthood. But, you know, usually I think of a saint as just someone who has this enormous capacity for gracious suffering.
Well, there is that.
You know.
But, you know, I've said this on
Grace
Wednesdays with Willa before, but my definition of a saint isn't someone who goes and lives in a cave and goes, oh, yeah.
No.
It's a person who lives among other people and finds a way to graciously deal with all of that.
Sure, right.
The drama,
the
illusions of all of those things, and finds a way of graciousness through that. Although some of the saints, they weren't so, like, saintly all the time. If you do, because I've done some reading about the saints, maybe other people have read those similar things, that they weren't always treading the straight and narrow path, but they come to it.
They come to it. When you come to it, there's no turning back.
There's no turning back.
Your life has changed forever. You would. It's Aristotle said, you know, evil is a failure to is ignorance, not knowing the good. Because if a man knows the good, he will do it
on a deep level.
He will do it if he knows the good. There's no turning back from that. If you know the good, you will do it. Period.
Yes, right. That's right. You will. And it's something that you will then go out and help other people.
Oh, of course.
You know, in the sharing of all of those things.
That's right.
And one of the quotes I was able to find that wasn't that you have to believe in miracles. One of the quotes I found was by G.K. Chesterton, and he said, "The most incredible thing about miracles is that they happen."
That's right. They do.
They happen. They happen. And then Albert Einstein, got to get a quote by Albert Einstein, right? There are two ways to live life. One, as if nothing is a miracle, and one, as if everything is a miracle.
Right. And so, I mean, I don't know. I've experienced them in the three ways, right, at least. The divine protection.
Divine protection, okay.
Okay, and then when the other world comes sort of crashing in, as in when I saw Heidi, who is already passed, I saw her in the flesh.
Mm-hmm.
I guess transfigured body.
Right.
The other way is when you're transported to the other world.
Ah.
I had one of those.
Ooh.
So, well, maybe more than one, but here I'm in Iowa, Coralville, Iowa, which is a suburb of Iowa City. I'm attending graduate school there, and I'm walking the 3 miles every day to go to class. So I get up and I walk this hour, and you know, it's a wonderful hour to spend just thinking about things. Well, I suddenly, on one occasion, I was transported to the other world where I'm seeing now my deceased stepfather. And I'm seeing him now in the other world. And I'm in his presence. And while I'm walking along, I'm suddenly in the other world. I'm not noticing anything to the right of me, left of me, ahead of me, behind me. And no longer, I'm physically still operating, still walking, but my whole consciousness is in the other world. And I see him, and I have this conversation with him, a very important conversation, in which we, you know, settled all differences and, you know, and understood things about each other and made wonderful peace. And, you know, with all the forgiveness and all the wonder that forgiveness brings, so that everything is there's no barrier now between you, and there are no problems. And so whenever you think of that person after that happens, it's always in God's spirit that you think of them, and there's no rancor, there's no recrimination, there's no barrier, there's no separation. You are united, because when you are reached the divine, you overcome the separation, and that's what's so wonderful about it.
Mm-hmm.
And these moments where you experience the separation, so you already have the kingdom of heaven even before you pass into it, into an eternity.
Yes.
Yeah.
Did you hear that, everyone?
You already have it. So
yes.
That's what Jesus meant when he said the kingdom is here.
Yes.
Because you can experience it, and you can.
Mm-hmm.
And the more you do, of course, the better it is. Because who would not want to be in complete joy at all times?
That's right. Naturally so.
Exactly.
Naturally so.
Yes, naturally. Just because it's what's bubbling up.
Yes, it's bubbling up in you.
Like a spring.
Yes. It's that joy down in my heart.
Down in my heart.
And it's that song. And music is a miracle for people. And other things that we experience, like, you know, the way this beautiful weather is, the blue sky, the amazing green that is around us. It's just such a miracle after a winter.
Yeah, you know, so it puts you out of all of the mundane world of suffering.
Yes.
And you pass into experiences of the world, even though, temporally speaking, you're not completely there at all times.
And you can look at other people as miracles, too. I often feel that about my family and my friends. And I look at them and go, oh, my goodness, what a miracle.
Sure.
What a miracle they are to in my life and just to be in the presence of their divine soul. It's a miracle to me.
Yeah.
You know, not to say that every little thing is a miracle, but there's so much to life that is miraculous.
But in another way, it's like on other things in life. If it starts to happen, intends to happen, it will just happen more often.
That's true.
Yeah.
It sort of speeds up in people's lives. Maybe some of you have experienced that as well.
The frequency.
Yeah, when you're vibrating in that particular resonance the miracle.
Yes.
And so people do experience that with healing, and sometimes miracles they don't happen necessarily instantaneously. Sometimes there's some time involved. It's almost like baking a cake. There's some time involved to that. And oh, is the cake done? No, not yet, you know, and then finally, the cake's done.
So how often do you hear it takes time?
It takes time. And so sometimes things, the ball starts rolling.
Yeah.
And then what you find is that whole journey, not just a moment, but a whole journey of time was part of the miracle as well.
I know. I get impatient. I want what I want yesterday. not waiting. I don't want to wait. But, you know, we must.
Is part of that. So I would encourage everyone to affirm, today I am open to the presence of miracles. And so you can all, each one of you, affirm that for yourself. Today I am open to the presence of miracles. Mm-hmm. And, you know, things can occur in that moment. And sometimes the miracles are for someone else. You know, so frequently you can sit on a bench for spiritual healing and, you know, the miracle happens for someone else or regarding a situation. And so that is something that is wonderful as well, that the miracles can occur for other people. And we often pray for people for those miracles
sure,
to occur in their lives.
Sure.
And, you know, I personally have a healing list and I always just pray for the highest and best that they seek it and find it, and I let God, bigger hands than mine, handle those things.
Because they're so transforming miracles, and that's why we welcome them.
We certainly do. Do you have another miracle you want to share? I know time's going so fast, but if there's another miracle you wanted to share?
I was hoping somebody would call in.
Oh, yeah, I know. I was really curious to see if anybody would call in.
You never know.
Maybe
they just want to listen to...
To us talk.
To ours. Well, I had those three that I had mentioned. You know, the safety thing, but of course there've been so many.
Mm-hmm.
I've been they're ordinary things that are kind of miraculous. I think sometimes we see, you know, just the birth miracle, it seems, you know, when
such a miracle.
This other being, whole being comes, you know, from where? From where? Well, as Wordsworth says, we come trailing clouds of glory, and you certainly see that in the young child. You know, you can see the glow of the heaven world still upon that child, and
yeah.
It lasts, you know, for, I don't know, weeks, sometimes months, and then returns. This kind of transfiguration of where the Greeks experienced it all the time, where the divine would transfigure the person that they were speaking to. And suddenly you're not speaking to an ordinary person. You're speaking to the divine within that person.
Manifestation.
And it's being manifested as Athena or Mercury or, you know, some of the Hermes would be the Greek term
mm-hmm.
for the same one, the messenger god. But, you know, these transfigurations do occur in everyday life where
yeah.
you suddenly see someone in a new divine light.
Yes.
And when you do that, you are it's a peek into the world of the miraculous. It's a peek.
It's a peek into that.
Yes.
And I often think in terms of the miraculous, I don't know how familiar everyone is with the idea of King Arthur and the quest for the Holy Grail, but there is this idea of a quest for the miraculous that people have, that they want to reach for this pinnacle of God experience or something that could be manifest in a material way.
Yes, well, of course, that would be the healing cup, you know, the
yes.
grail, supposedly the cup that Jesus used at the Last Supper,
mm-hmm.
drink and remembrance of me, because it was thought that the, you know, the elixir of the divine in that cup would produce instant healing for the person who drank. And so the quest for the Holy Grail, the elixir of life, and it really was the elixir of eternal life.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yes.
And all things are made whole.
And that's one of the things that I've really admired about the Jesus story, in the sense that he was trying to say, look, everyone, death is not the truth. We live on.
Right.
I am not just this body. I am a soul that continues on, and that I am part of God, and I can't just be obliterated.
Well, that's what happens in an individual when they, if they overcome through their experience and through perception and through access to the other world, they see through the change called death, and they no longer fear it.
Yes.
And so when someone does not fear death, they are bold indeed. Such people have courage that is surmounts all.
We're not talking about thrill seekers. There's a difference.
No.
It's not about adrenaline rush people.
We're talking about true courage
true
in the
courage.
Face in the face of ordinary life sufferings. And of course, in this plane, there are many
yeah.
sufferings. The suffering of separation, the suffering of disease, the suffering that we all have, emotional sufferings and so on. All those are wiped away.
And transcended.
And transcended in the other world, in
mm-hmm.
the heaven world, because there is no sorrow in the other world.
I do feel that there are different levels of spiritual awareness in different planes of existence, and it's all about what we choose in, as far as enlightenment here on this earth plane and into the next planes of existence. And when it comes to vibrational frequency. And when my mother was on the show a couple of weeks ago, we talked about the energetic signature of spirit and how that plays into it as well. So if you're wanting to know more about how the miraculous works in connecting with spirits and angels, that's a great show to tune into as well.
Well, you know, when people pass, sometimes they drag their sufferings from this world into the other, and they're not able to go immediately into the what the other world has to offer. So there's this sense that some people who they don't even know they've passed, they need to be rescued. That's what they have. We have rescue work. You know, people go to visit them and find them wandering, lonely and separated. So the passage to the other world is not always just sort of a guaranteed sweetness and light. But sometimes we pass and we are dragging the suffering of this world so much behind us that we're reluctant to give it up. And so those souls do require additional attention. It seems the reports are quite clear about that. There are some souls, you know, people who, I hate to say it, suicides and so on, they're still earthbound.
I don't agree with that. They're not all earthbound.
No, not all. Not all, no.
And
there
aren't
as
many earthbound spirits as
many
people
can still be,
think.
They're still tied to, and in some cases, their problems. And this was the experience I had with the stepfather. He was unable to move forward in the other world. He was in the gray world of the other world, and
they're going through life review, and they're starting
exactly,
to recognize
yes.
how they affected
and
other
we
people.
We can participate in that, even
we can
we
help
are.
Them with their
exactly.
healing.
Yes.
Absolutely. And,
yeah.
Many people are not necessarily stuck here on the earth plane. They're stuck in their consciousness.
Right.
Because whatever state of consciousness we have when we're
that's
here on the earth plane,
what,
we take that with us to the next.
That's what I meant to say,
yeah.
of course.
So just to clarify that for folks.
Yes.
I know someone wants to share a miracle. The phone number is 818-739-8818. We don't have much time left. So if you're going to call in now. Again, the number is 818-739-8818. And I just want to mention that next week, the show is June 6th, and we'll be discussing Tibetan Buddhism, Ceremonies and Healing. Patricia Bell will be here with me as my special guest, and she does a lot with the Tibetan Buddhist monks,
Buddhist.
and they do visit here usually in that opening weekend of Lilydale, which is fast approaching. And so we're going to talk about some of those ceremonies that are on the schedule for Lilydale and a little bit beyond that as well to maybe help you all understand how that ties into concepts of spiritual understanding and healing. So that's a great show to look forward to. The following week I have Lisa Williams, and then I have Tom Cradsley. And so there are a lot of great shows coming up. But as I said, I'll be going on hiatus with that season starting. So just wanted to alert people. I will try to do a few Facebook Lives through the summer, just so you have that. And I want to take caller ending in 2201. Again, caller ending in 2201. Hello.
Hello.
Welcome to the show. Hi. What's your name and where are you calling from?
My name is Seal. I'm from Chardon, Ohio.
Wonderful.
And I'll try to do this quickly. I went to the doctor. I had posture issues, and they sent me for physical therapy. Well, in physical mm-hmm. therapy, they put me in traction and cut the blood supply off to my brain. And it caused terrible vertigo, and they did not take responsibility for it or anything. But so every day I had this horrible vertigo trying to live my life. And I went through therapy for that. It didn't work. And I went online, and it never goes away. So I went to John White's Crystal Healing Bed with John of God.
Okay.
And I did a meditation while we was in the healing bed, and I had no idea who John of God was or what he looked like. I'm thinking, you know, he's from Brazil. I'm thinking a native Brazil person. And so in my meditation, I went through bridges, and I saw this man who had gray slick back hair. He's kind of older, and I went out into outer space and saw these giant globes of crystals. And when I came back, the person doing the the aftermath with the bed, she said that bridges take you to other planes, spirit planes. And that was an interesting interpretation. And I told her about the man, and she said, did he look like this? And she flips over a card, and it's a picture of John of God. And that was the man that I saw. And I had never seen him. And after that day, I have not had vertigo.
Oh, wow.
I was, cured.
Oh,
I mean,
that's wonderful.
From the kind that you get in your ears, you know, the crystals and stuff, that is a completely different kind of vertigo. But the vertigo from that injury, I have not had. And I went in with kind of like frustration. You know, you get to the point where it's so difficult to live your life like that, that I was like, you know, please do anything, you know.
Right.
And And to me, it was a miracle.
And then you had the miraculous healing of that. Oh, neat.
Yeah.
See? There's a healing miracle story. I really appreciate you calling in to share about that.
Great one.
Yeah,
great one.
It was thank you for your show. I always enjoy it.
Oh, thank you. I really appreciate you tuning in. All right,
okay.
Well, thank
Bye-bye.
You and have a wonderful day. Many healings and miracles to you. Thanks.
Thank you.
See, that's neat. So she had a healing miracle. You know, people do report sometimes when they have, let's say, a picture of Jesus or Mother Mary or other saints that they have with them, that they just pray and feel the connections with them and they have a miraculous healing. Sometimes that happens. In Seal's situation, she felt the influx of connection with someone who's here on the earth plane.
Exactly.
That is known as a healer. And so those things can happen where when we meditate or resonate with a higher vibrational frequency, spiritual healing can occur. And so when people sit on a bench for spiritual healing, the healer is channeling the divine energy here in Lilydale. That's our focus, to help affect healing mind, body, spirit with a person.
Exactly. So, healings are great examples of miracles. We didn't really touch on that so much, but she did, this great caller.
Yeah,
so
it was a great caller.
Nice.
And,
yeah.
You know, and like I said, when I looked up Jesus' miracles, most of them were about the healing that he had done on people.
Right.
But they forgot about, you know, all the other stuff, it seems. But I hope that you've enjoyed our discussion about experiencing the miraculous, and that you open to the presence of miracles in your life, and that you keep sharing your experiences about miracles with other people who are open to listening, of course, and so that people can really be in that positive mindset and in that gratitude space to receive even more miracles and to pray for other people in that way as well.
Right.
Well, I really appreciate you being on the show today, Dad.
Well, my pleasure.
And
thanks for having me.
Yeah, you're a wonderful example of miracles, for sure. Oh, I wanted to mention real quickly, my father will be the speaker at the church service for the City of Light at the end of June, June 24th, if anyone would like to attend. That is a Lilydale church service that goes on, and my father is an accomplished musician. He usually is doing the live music for that church service, and the church service starts at 5:30, and it's the City of Light just does a once-a-month Sunday service, and my mother will be the medium at that particular service, and then you're on this summer, July 13th, at the 2:30 auditorium service.
Mm-hmm.
My father will be the speaker then.
Yeah,
and
he usually does one a year.
Yes, he usually does one a year. And I believe my mom is also the medium that day.
Yeah.
They usually try to pair the family
or the
spouses together. It's kind of fun that way. So take a look at the Lilydale program, lilydale.org. You can look at the events that are listed there and get ready for a wonderful summer season. And as I said, especially the next three shows, I'm going to be with guests that are going to get you really excited about this particular 2018 summer season program.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you, everyone, for tuning in today, and may you experience many miracles in your life. God bless.
Bye.